In this bulletin, the federal government announces a temporary moratorium on Afghan nationals being deported when their visas expire. Another 452 local coronavirus infections in New South Wales. And in sport, a high-profile rugby league player in an induced coma due to a throat injury. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. The federal government has announced a temporary moratorium on Afghan nationals being deported from Australia when their visas expire. Immigration Minister Alex Hawke says no Afghan visa holder currently in Australia will be asked to return to Afghanistan, while the security situation remains dire. He says Afghan citizens currently in Australia on temporary visas will be supported by the government. But Prime Minister Scott Morrison is refusing to comment on whether Australia will increase its humanitarian intake to provide more spots for Afghan refugees.
I'm focused on the very desperate situation that exists in Kabul right now and making sure that the operations that we are mounting are successful, that those Australians who are involved in those operations are doing it in a way which is both protective of their safety but also getting the mission done. And so the government is very focused on that right now. That is the operational priority right at this moment.
New South Wales authorities say they'll no longer list every metropolitan COVID-19 exposure site publicly. It comes as the state records 452 new cases of COVID-19 and one new death. At least 54 of those people were in the community for all or part of their infectious period. Dr. Jeremy McNulty from New South Wales Health says authorities are focusing on listing high-risk exposure sites in Greater Sydney so as not to overwhelm the public with information.
So we're now deliberately prioritising in the metropolitan area venues or places where people have been in households, in other households, not their own, in workplaces, and high-risk settings such as hospitals, aged care facilities, educational settings, including childcare settings.
The total number of COVID-19 deaths in New South Wales has more than doubled as a result of the recent outbreak to 113. 17 new community cases of COVID-19 have been detected in the ACT. It brings the total number of active infections in the cluster to 45, none of whom are in hospital. The results come from a record day of 7,300 tests. Chief Minister Andrew Barr says case numbers will continue to grow during Canberra's lockdown, especially if people do the wrong thing.
Now is not the time to be loitering, to be browsing, or to be catching up with people at the shops. The whole point of the lockdown is to stop these case numbers at the levels that they are at and to keep people apart whilst we can get on top of this particular outbreak.
New Zealand officials are investigating a positive case of COVID-19 in the community. Authorities say the case is in Auckland and the source of the infection is yet to be established. New Zealand's last reported community case of COVID-19 was in February. The death toll from a devastating earthquake in Haiti has risen to more than 1,400. The 7.2 magnitude quake on Saturday destroyed hundreds of homes and buildings in the Caribbean nation, which is still recovering from another major tremor and reeling from the assassination of its president last month. To sport, Newcastle players have been cleared by the NRL's Match Review Committee of any wrongdoing over Andrew Fifita's throat fracture. The Cronulla Sharks player is booked for surgery at a Brisbane hospital today after being placed in an induced coma to assist with his breathing. It's still unknown how the injury occurred during his 13 minutes of game time in Sunday's loss to Newcastle at Redcliffe. The 32-year-old is likely to spend a few days recovering in hospital, which is almost certain to rule him out for at least the rest of the season. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, a shower or two and 20 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 17. Melbourne, cloudy and 16. Hobart, similar conditions, 14. Canberra, morning frost and mostly sunny, 15. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 20. Sydney, much the same, 19. Newcastle, also partly cloudy, 20 degrees. Brisbane, a possible shower, 21. Cairns, partly cloudy, 27. And Darwin, more humid and mostly sunny, and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.